Hello, this is Greg.
Hi, is this Greg with Elite Home Services?
This is he.
Hi, Greg. This is John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Yeah. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing well. Happy Friday to you.
Thank you. I just wanted
to circle back with you. I had you on a list for future interests on first page placement for Google advertising in your area.
Uh-huh.
And we had another listing become available due to a guy not being able to pass a background check. And I wanted to circle back and kind of gauge your interest on putting Elite Home Services on that first page and generating clients that way.
Well, we already signed up with Local Splash and joined. So I think
really?
You guys should already be, yeah, we joined Local Splash and paid for it. And
we've already had an
onboarding.
Are you in the name, address, phone number cleanup category?
No, I shouldn't be.
Okay, you might be on a list for name, address, phone number cleanup as well. Let me check with our inventory. Hold on one second. Because there's only two that will get sent back to me. It's either new ones that need to be onboarded or NAPs. Hold on. This is... Yeah, it's not showing under, why are they putting this on this list? This should be DNC'd and you should be in verification pending. Where's your, what number did you sign up under?
So probably, I think 234-345-2088, the business line. And they've already had onboarding with me and Dylan, and they're just working on connecting to Facebook and stuff as of the other day and trying to get that set up, you know? But, yeah.
This is the issue. Okay. Your number is been cycled into a wrong dialing system. Okay, and you're not in this business. Hold on. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Right? Help Dylan. Us.
Yeah, I'll clear this up. Hold on. There's a name, address, phone number cleanup. So you are on the NAP list, but it's because you have multiple different numbers.
That's my cell, yep.
Okay. That's the problem, though. The listing is showing that this is not the business line, and then they cycled you into the wrong list. So you should have been on the NAP list, not come over to inventory for positions open. Bear with me for one moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you signed us on for like $2.99 a month and gave us a special deal.
Yeah, I remember speaking with you and your partner, actually. But you came through this queue for onboarding.
Mm-hmm.
So it says NAP failed background check, and I'm going, okay. So I called the NAP line.
Uh-huh.
All right, let me see one second here. Address, phone number, okay. DNC'd. All right, and then... Okay. Okay, I fixed it. Total discrepancy on my part, actually. So this 330 number isn't actually attached to the account anymore, and it went.
Okay.
I just need to put you in the cell phone category, and that'll actually do it.
Okay.
Give me one second. Okay,
yep.
But I got it. 1507 Butler Road, Suite G. Okay. And page grant access. Created reminder. Okay. So Stephanie was supposed to get, it says website pending. Stephanie said that create a page and grant access. You guys are supposed to make it a Facebook business profile?
Yeah, that's what we're working on and trying to get it connected. We were trying to do that sometime today.
Okay.
Possibly. It's just been difficult.
What do you mean by difficult?
Well, just the last time we tried to do it and connect, it's just I have to sit there with Dylan and the people doing it, and technology-wise, it's just hard for me to connect or do anything. Like, anytime I touch something, it just doesn't work. You know what I'm saying? So I have to have Dylan with me, and so it's just hard for us to connect because we're both out on sales calls, and his mother-in-law has had a lot of doctor's appointments and health issues, so, you know, that's
I recall that. So I can put a revisions request in here, and I could see if I can get Kyle to build it for you if you're okay with having it built in-house. The reason they want you to build it on your own, though, is because when you build it on your own, it's like you own it, and then you just add us as manager. If we build it, and let's say you were to off-board one day, then it has us as the owner and you as the manager. So then there's like this whole process that you have to go through in order to switch it back. So that just kind of makes it easier for you to keep your stuff if you have it created on your own.
I like that. That's smart. That's the best way to do it. Yes.
That's the only reason they're doing that. Otherwise, we would just, the easy route is like, hey, we could just build it for you, you know, but.
Yeah.
If you're struggling with it, like, further, just let us know. And then if it's really an issue, like I said, we could build it for you. It's just only in the event that you cancel would it become kind of a headache.
Right, yeah. I'll talk to Dylan today. I'll see him in a little bit here and tell him what's going on. And, you know, we'll get it figured out, I promise.
Okay. And then I saved your number. You are an NAPQ, but I think it was more so to disposition you guys for it. And then I got to see what this failed background check notification is, because that's usually only for Google Guarantee. And you guys didn't sign up for Google Guaranteed.
Yeah.
I don't know why they were even trying to do a background check. Okay.
Yeah, it's just weird. All right. Thanks.
All right. You're very welcome. You have a great rest of your day, Greg.
You too, buddy. See ya.
All right. Bye-bye.